This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The DJV Health Program. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Dr. Ken Kronhaus has joined us. Always excited to hear from Ken. The latest news from the world of conventional medicine. Ken studies a lot. He's a researcher. In addition to being a doctor, he's got a PhD as well as an MD. Practices in his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is in Mount Dora, outside of Orlando. I think he's still in an area where they can control... You can control your comings and goings without having to go to Disney, right? I think you're all set there. Although a lot of people that go to Disney would be well served. It's only a half hour from Disney to get up to where Ken is. So you want to go see him for a visit? Help yourself. Call him. Call the office, 352-735-1400. Speaking from personal experience, it is well worth your time. And then people listen to him talking about the issues, medical issues, and they like his approach to things. We still have some COVID things, although... thank heavens they're diminishing. But let's get to the COVID things first, Ken. First, transmission information, not transmissions in your car, but transmission of COVID and where and how it is transferred, if you will. What's the latest on that?
Well, this comes out of the journal. There's a journal for everything. Journal of Exposure Science and Environmental Epidemiology. Say that three times fast. Mm-hmm. And what they discover is what most of us suspect, and they looked at it in more depth than anyone yet. And what their conclusion is that it's 1,000 times more likely that you'll get COVID-19 from air than from surfaces. So all those efforts at cleaning off the doorknobs everywhere else, yeah, think about it a little bit, but if you're going to get it, almost likely you're going to get it in the air and in an indoor air setting. Remember, this is an indoor virus. When you're outside, you don't have to worry about getting COVID unless somebody with COVID kisses you outside. But just walking around outside, you're not going to get COVID.
Well, you know, what bothers me and what I've said many times in various venues, whether it's here or in the daily DJV program or other things, the farm show that I do, has to do with the fallacy of all of those, the sprays and things you put on your hand that are supposed to purify your hand. They do, but they also, along with killing the bad germs and bad viruses, they kill the good stuff, which is what you need in order to survive. So we've done a lot in the name of purifying, and they've all those companies done a great job in selling their product. But it's kind of like this with me anyway.
So you have to put this in context. If you, Doug Steffen, were working in the intensive care unit with people around you, unfortunately and sadly dying all over the place, you'd want to use some hand sanitizer.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Your criteria.
Yep. No,
but
I would.
But if you are in the middle of nowhere with no one having COVID and you're outside milking cows, you don't need to worry about it. So, yes, you don't have to put a hand sanitizer. So this is really dependent on what context you're in and what your risk of getting COVID-19 is.
I think that's well put. Very apt. All right. Thank you for that clarification. Continuing on with COVID, 13% of people hospitalized suffer brain complications. Now, this sounds like something to dig into, Ken. What's the story?
Right. And again, why COVID-19 is something to be concerned about and not just ignored, because we don't want anyone to unfortunately have a preventable serious brain issue. And this is pretty remarkable. This is out of Critical Care Explorations this week, that 13%, over 1 in 10 people, Doug, hospitalized for COVID-19 suffer significant brain complications. We're talking now strokes and seizures. So prevention, prevention, prevention.
There you go. Bing, bang, boom. So here's another one. The parent, sorry, patients, I was saying parents, the latest on the COVID pill, I would like to explore a little bit with you. if you're a patient, you suffer a relapse, you take the, what is it, Paxlovid? Is that the, how do we pronounce it? The pill from
Paxlovid, yes.
Paxlovid. So,
Paxlovid.
Apparently, after you take this, you're advised to take more, according to the guy from Pfizer. What do you know about that? This is, if you don't know, this is a drug authorized to help treat those who have been at high risk for severe COVID symptoms. But you can't take it till after you got it, right?
Well, Paxlovid is not a preventive from getting COVID-19. Paxlovid is a antiviral. It works by inhibiting viral replication. So Paxlovid is very effective if you take it within 5 days of the onset of infection. So as soon as you have symptoms, you want to ask the doctor to get you a prescription for Paxlovid. This is very effective, up to 90% effective in keeping people away from severe COVID-19, the type that gets you into the hospital, the one that we just talked about that results in all of these horrible complications. So if you have symptoms, the ideal now is have a test kit at home or go get tested. And then if you are positive, get a prescription as soon as possible for Paxlovid. This is an oral therapy, not intravenous.
No. And a lot of locations, thousands, tens of thousands around the country, have a supply of this drug now, apparently.
It's easier.
It is.
I have found in the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's getting pretty easy to find this, and it wasn't up until that point.
Yeah. And there's some other things around that were around that have been turned out to be, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I'll look back. There's a story that I saw earlier this week about something that was around earlier, and then it got discredited and ought not to have gotten discredited. I'll check it out. Hold on a second. We'll continue with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. Let's talk about MyPillow. They have a BOGO deal. It's a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join the millions and millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with items from MyPillow. Right now, you go to the MyPillow catalog online at MyPillow.com. You get a buy one, get one free deal on bed sheets, the Giza Elegant Sheets, the MyPillows, the towel sets, the Roll and Go pillows. These pillows, pretty much all the pillows, are in the BOGO deal. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. But for heaven's sakes, don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to buy one and get one free on a number of products at MyPillow.com. So check it all out. Go to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code DJV for all the BOGO extravaganza prices.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use AutoTempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Hello, Discover here. to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Moving back into the zone, the health zone, the medical zone, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health. So Ken does a lot of research every week, looking into the journals of medicine to find things that are applicable to our everyday lives and explaining how the information affects us and what we can do with the info to use it to our benefit, to our good. I noticed that there are a number of factors that have been, I don't know, discovered or just added as a list that add to the risk for first-time acute MI in young adults. You want to explain what MI is?
Myocardial infarction. You know, this is a big medical word for heart attack.
Right.
Permanent damage to the heart muscle. And
what do you make of that as a cardiologist, Ken? Have you seen younger people who have suffered from this during COVID? Have you seen any of this?
I've seen it forever, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's been a little bit more in COVID because for several factors, people are not getting delayed care, delayed preventive care, delayed going to the doctor's office, to the hospital. So we've seen more heart attacks during COVID, people drinking more alcohol, people more mentally stressed. Mental stress is a big factor in coronary artery disease. So the risk factors, people just not getting their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight under control. Who hasn't put on 10 pounds at some point during COVID-19?
Here.
And so the COVID-10 with the gyms closed and the stress. So all of the factors that increase all of our own risk for heart attacks have gone up during COVID-19, and we're busy trying now, living our lives with this now, not pandemic, but endemic, trying to figure out how we can all live our lives with this and hopefully get our risk factors under control and hopefully getting our risk factor and our prevention for not only heart disease, but for cancer, for everything back on track. And we're very busy getting people back on schedule.
Yeah.
And if you're off schedule, don't feel bad. So many people are off schedule. No one's going to yell at you, or no good doctor will. You know, they may, you know, try to steer you in the right direction, but don't put it off because you're afraid of getting a lecture. Just go get it done.
Yeah.
Get back on the prevention mode.
All right. I went back to
I didn't answer your question. In this study, this is a very important study. Do we have time to talk about it?
Yeah,
it's least seven factors.
Yeah.
Okay, this comes out of JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association, Network Open this week. You know, Doug asked me, as usual, he likes to bundle the questions, and that's good. That's Doug, and that's fair. So, you know, asked first, have I seen heart attacks? But really asked first about what was identified in this new study. Seven factors that account for the vast majority of risk for first-time heart attacks in young adults. Young in medicine is under age 65, whether Doug likes it or not.
I can't change the rules
in medicine for Doug. I can change a lot of things for Doug, but I can't change certain rules. But this study identified seven things.
All right, so hold on. I want to give us – let's just do them all at once. So let's take a break,
okay,
and then we'll come back. The seven factors that account for the vast majority of risk – for people who have, these are young people, young adults, who are at risk for having the acute problem, heart problem. All right, hold on. Dr. Ken and Doug, here at 21 after the hour.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Doug Steffen. Here, Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology down in Montoro, Florida. Reach out to him at his office for a connection. Go to the office or have a telemedicine connection. Office number is 352-735-1400. Residents of Central Florida listening to this on all the stations that carry the program in Florida recognize that area code because that's Central Florida. 352-735-1400. All right, to go back to the factors that account for, I wanted Ken to have plenty of time to go through these without being interrupted, the factors that account for the majority of risk for first-timers, young adults having cardiac problems. Ken?
Sure. This is really important. Get out the pens and paper or listen to the podcast. That is so much work.
Podcast every week, by the way. Thank you for reminding the audience. Podcast at DJB Health Show.
Into it, so listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
thanks,
anyway, go ahead.
Thanks, Bob K., for putting the work into it.
Yes,
but here are the risk factors that everybody needs to know. We're talking about young adults under age 65. Let's go through them. 7. Diabetes, depression, high blood pressure, smoking, a family history of premature early heart attack. That's in your immediate family, parents, siblings or children, men 55 or less in age and women 65 or less, a low household income and increased cholesterol. So you look at all these factors during COVID, you know, what didn't go up? Diabetes, people put on weight, depression, who didn't have an effect on their sadness, their feelings during COVID, high blood pressure, the effective increase in weight, smoking, the stress, people smoking, the family history of premature heart attack, you can't affect that. That wasn't affected by COVID. Low household income, certainly that was affected by COVID. An increase in cholesterol, the wrong diet, not getting exercise, putting on weight, increase in cholesterol. So what did COVID-19 do to all 6 out of 7 of the risk factors for an early heart attack in young people? Raise them. Let's get them turned around as we begin to start to live our lives.
All right. How do we do that? What do we do to turn around to make sure you don't become a victim because you have one of these risks or one or more of these risks?
Well, what you want to do is make sure you know 4 numbers, blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and your blood sugar. That's important for everybody. You want to get on a healthy diet, The Mediterranean diet is my favorite one. Certainly there are some other healthy diets. And you also want, after the doctor says it's okay, to get into an exercise program. And not to be self-serving. I mean, I am a preventive cardiologist. I'm certainly not the only one. You can talk to your primary care doctor if they are very preventive oriented. Some are, some aren't. But also some cardiologists really stress prevention. That is where I have headed late in my career. I started on the other side, working with people who are at the end in the critical care unit, and realized, boy, would I love to be on the other side of the roadmap, is preventing people from getting all of this havoc. And now preventive cardiology has become very sophisticated. It's an exciting area of cardiology, and that's where I'm spending most of my time.
Well, that's a good thing, and you do a lot of research with your patients. You've got things there like you treat people in your clinic for EECP, which in many ways is a preventative, having experienced it myself after you discovered something and then we started working. I think I introduced you to EECP, or I don't mean that sound egotistically, but I think I fumbled and stumbled into it, and then it seemed to fix the problem that I have. So the point is that listening to Ken is good for your health. DJV Health Show continues in a matter of moments.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States provided Ukraine with intelligence that helped Kyiv attack and sink the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, the Moskva. But the United States is not providing details to target Russian military leaders. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
As the nation wrangles with abortion in America, President Biden's support of abortion is his right as a child of God.
I said, I believe I have the rights that I have, not because the government gave them to me, which you believe, but because I'm just a child of God, I exist.
Biden made the remarks on Wednesday as he discussed the leak of a draft of a Supreme Court decision that could overturn Roe v. Wade and put abortion law onto the state level. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On Thursday, the Standard & Poor's 500 tumbled with more than 95% of its companies losing. The NASDAQ 100 suffered the same pain for investors. The tech benchmark dropped about 5%, wiping out big gains this week.
That's up for the Department of Justice and others to determine. What our focus is on is not getting our distracted or our eye off the ball of what is most important to people across the country here, which is not the leak and the story of the leak. It is the fact that women's health care is at risk for millions of people across this country.
The White House is not interested in how the first known information leak took place at the nation's highest court. The giant fence recently put up around the Supreme Court is not for blocking MAGA supporters. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican from Arizona, on Newsmax Thursday, says Democrats will encourage civil disorder because they worship at the altar of abortion.
So you leak it, and you're not leaking it for any other reason than to put pressure on justices to change the way they are considering voting on this opinion. So they write an opinion, you're going to leak it, and you're going to distract from the Biden's horrific policies and basically give the only thing that the Democrats are going to be able to talk about in this midterm, and it's what they want to talk about most of all because they worship at the altar of abortion, and they want to talk about abortion. So, they're going to lionize this person, and they're going to encourage riots and threats and civil disorder.
My name is Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Second half hour of Dr. Ken being here on his DJV Health Show Hour. You can get these podcasts, as Ken was suggesting, free at djvhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. In fact, the most recent one is a focus on food, fast food, and the wrappers. This is really funny. They've taken the bad stuff out of the food, and they put it into the wrappers. So Ken explains how that is all about. And then more on the COVID vaccines and that sort of thing. What happens when avocados are eaten? It's good for those of you who are at risk for a heart attack, I'll tell you that. Anyway, find out all the details. Archive, there are 555. Wow. You realize that, Ken? 555 archived DJV Health Show podcasts. 555 of them are at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your, you can listen to them there. You can find, you go to djvhealthshow.com, you'll see the list of all of them. The problems that each of the shows represent are there. So you can look at them. If you're looking for some specific information, look at the info that's published and listen to the podcast free, djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcast. Isn't that amazing? We've done 500 of these things. Good God. I'm amazed. All right. And thanks to Bob, we've got them all archived and ready for you to listen to. You can spend the next year and a half of your life listening to the DJV show at djvhealthshow.com. I made a reference before we leave
COVID and all the discussions because we need to talk about some of the other things going on, other medical issues. But I noticed that Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee has signed a bill that allows ivermectin, which is the antiviral drug that was talked so much about at the beginning of COVID, to be used, available now, for the treatment of COVID without a prescription. So what do you think of that? Ivermectin, you want to talk a little about ivermectin and what it is, why it became so controversial, and what do you think of it being available now over-the-counter without a prescription in Tennessee?
Well, ivermectin came out of both human and veterinary black bags, and so it has not had quite the amount of rigorous study for effectiveness as Paxlovid. And I think before we had Paxlovid, you know, I would have been open to ivermectin. But I think now that we have Paxlovid, that Paxlovid really has taken the center stage for a relatively safe, very effective oral agent that can be obtained and
you've got to get a prescription for it. Ivermectin in Tennessee,
I would not advise people to pull their own teeth.
Really? So don't use ivermectin unless the doctor tells you to.
Correct. It's just not. We now have again, since we now, it's a matter of which drug is more effective and safe for the appropriate indication. So for treating COVID-19 acute infection, without a doubt, it's not the prescription issue. Without a doubt, you want to get Paxlovid and not the ivermectin, and just ask a doctor to do it, and hopefully that won't be an issue. And this should be easy to get, and hopefully those in charge will make this easy to get, because this is the treatment you want.
Okay. That's pretty interesting. That is interesting. Get your take on it. Okay. Next item on DJV Health does not have anything to do. Well, maybe it does, actually, when you get down to it, because there's been a number of the increase of cases of Alzheimer's have somehow been related in part to COVID. Hasn't COVID spurred on a lot of different things? And, maybe it's a stretch, but tell us about the latest research in Alzheimer's. And am I right when I suggest that COVID did have an impact on people who had Alzheimer's?
So let's untangle this one also. So the risk factors that we just talked about for heart disease, we now know those same risk factors also are involved with Alzheimer's. So when you lower your risk factors for getting heart attacks, you also lower your risk of getting a stroke. You lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's in the brain working way longer into old age. And the news this week, why this triggered some thoughts about preventing Alzheimer's for you, Doug, is because in the medical journal Cell Metabolism, there's a concerning report about the safety of people taking on their own serine in a supplement. And serine is in many supplements, and many people are taking this on their own to try to prevent Alzheimer's disease. And finally, a good study looked at this, hoping maybe serine would help, as has been suggested by people taking it on their own. And what do you think they found? Just the opposite. They found that actually it increases the likelihood of getting Alzheimer's. And the conclusion after this study was done, and it looks like it was well done, is that you want to avoid these supplements because they will actually increase your risk of getting Alzheimer's. So, again, it's dangerous to be your own doctor. Dr. Google will tell you the benefits for everybody, not for you specifically. It'll tell you the risks for everybody, but not the risks for you personally of not doing or doing something. It's a complicated formula that takes a long time to learn how to make these decisions about the risk of taking something versus the risk of not taking something. You know, they send us away for 10 years to go to school and learn all this stuff, and it's hard, you know, Googling at night, figuring out what you should do for yourself. You know, talk to a physician about this. Don't pull your own teeth, because unintentionally you may actually make things a lot worse, as we're learning this week about people who are self-medicating over the counter with these serine supplements, making Alzheimer's worse, not as intended better. And don't shoot the messenger. I'm just reporting what is out this week in a very reputable medical journal.
All right, so there's a new movie out this week starring Liam Neeson. It's called Memory, and it's the story about an aging hitman who is beginning to show signs of memory loss because he has early onslaught Alzheimer's and dementia. One of the best Liam Neeson movies I've seen, and I pretty much watch all of them because I like that kind of action flick, but this one is better than the last three or four. They haven't any of them been bad, but this one is a great storyline because it brings in something that's a real-life problem for guys his age. He's our age.
And with his work, it could be dangerous if he doesn't remember his assignment.
Exactly. Right, and that's part of the point of the movie. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, then perhaps you should...
Hopefully he has no assignment memory.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, let's talk about this weight loss drug, which has helped people lose a lot of weight, apparently. I'm not going to even try. Tirzepatide? How's that?
Exactly. Very good.
That's it? You like that?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Doug, you have known me a long time, and those on the radio have heard me for a while, know that I don't like to bring false hope. I don't like to present half-baked ideas. There's a lot going on in early phase studies in medicine, and only a small fraction make it around the bases to the home plate and actually get to your pharmacist's drugstore and make it available for everybody to take. There's so much research, and it should, but just a tiny fraction actually makes it to the finish line. And so I don't want to create false hope. I'm going to break my rule because I am so excited about this drug that just finished the phase three trial. And I don't want people to get false hope, but this is unbelievably exciting. And the reason is because this is the – everybody's asked me over the decades, Dr. Ken, what can I do to lose weight? I can't lose weight. Are there any drugs to lose weight? And I'm always talking about the risks and the minimum effectiveness and you need diet and exercise. And this may change. This really could be a game changer. Lilly just announced a fairly big study that went on for 72 weeks. And for the first time ever in a traditional scientific medical study, a drug reported 20% or more weight reduction.
Hmm.
This is amazing.
Over what period of time?
72 weeks. This is really amazing, and this is looks pretty good. It's called the SURMOUNT-1 clinical trial from Eli Lilly. And again, as Doug asked me, it was over 72 weeks. And people in this study lost 20% of their weight. So if you weigh 250 pounds, that's a 50-pound weight loss, 20% of their weight. This is huge. This is big. The side effects were not too bad. Only about 10 to 15% of the people could not continue taking the drug. Most of the side effects are GI, you know, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, those sorts of things. And it didn't seem like there was really any serious side effects. People couldn't tolerate it. They stopped it. But most people, 85% at least, were able to continue the drug. This has not yet been approved, but making it to phase three is pretty impressive. It needs phase four, which is a very large trial, and then it needs to go before the FDA. But I'm going to take out my crystal ball, Doug, and make a prediction, which I hesitate to do over the years. I read over this phase three trial from Lilly, and it's a really good trial, and I'm going to predict in a year from now, we're going to have a drug from traditional physicians at your traditional pharmacy with a prescription that's going to allow you to lose 20% of your body.
Now, what I'm going to ask ties into a commercial or a product that
you
talk about.
So don't eat a lot hoping that this drug will come.
Yeah.
Continue your efforts to lose weight, please. I can't afford to lose a single listener. But there's hope out there because there are people for multiple reasons. They do everything right, and they still are not losing weight, or just other reasons why you're not losing weight.
Well, the question is going to come on how you keep it off. Can you continue to be, is this the kind of a drug that's going to make jillionaires out of anybody who's got Pfizer stock? Not Pfizer, but Lilly.
We're not giving stock advice because, again, anything could happen.
My question is, once you lose weight, how do you keep it off? Do you have to stay on this drug? And if so, as part of the trial, the testing, to find out what long-term effects are of taking this, because you know as well as I do, people will lose the weight, the yo-yo effect, and they'll go back and the same thing that they've done before, and they'll put the weight back on.
You should be working for the FDA, Doug, because this is exactly what the FDA is asking now, and that's why a phase four trial needs to be done, and that's why much longer-term follow-up needs to be done, and that's why this drug hasn't yet been approved and released. And these are the kinds of questions that indicate that more study needs to be done. And again, I'm just talking about a phase three trial, not a drug that's been released yet.
I got it.
These are the exact questions the FDA is going to be asking Lilly.
All right. So a quick reminder about those of you who have gone through some program, worked hard to lose the weight, didn't have any pills like that. You want to keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Sign up for Calitrin. You can deliver it in three different ways now. 25 years. Big deal for Mother's Day. Pay for three, get three free. That's the deal. To keep the weight off after you've lost it, the natural way with Calitrin.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ahmad Nuristani, an internal medicine physician who has been taking care of thousands of patients in intensive care units. A little over 2 years ago, I was introduced to a product called Balance 7. I was amazed how quickly it helped my patients. The results have been wonderful. I now recommend Balance 7 to all my patients. Order Balance 7 so you can experience great results for yourself. Go to balance7.com and improve your quality of life.
Get your body back in balance with balance7.com. I use Balance 7 and my energy level has gone up. My arthritis and joint discomfort has gone down. And my acid indigestion, no longer a problem. Get back in balance with balance7.com. Order today at support@balance7.com. That's support@balance7.com. Or call balance7.com at 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here to answer your questions. Yes, it's time for the weekly questions for Dr. Ken. We asked a question in the last session, are fast food wrappers killing you? We were talking about the discussion that we had, the overview of these forever chemicals that were used in fast food wrappers. So you can find the answer to that question in the questions to Dr. Ken, part of the DGV Health Show podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, you get it, along with 555 other archived DGV Health Show podcasts. That's there at your service, DGVHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so the first question has to do with lupus. There's a research paper around which identifies mutations linked to lupus. So, Ken, first, what's lupus? And then how might this research help people who have it?
Lupus is one of these autoimmune illnesses where the immune system, that part of the body that's supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and from toxins in the body, it actually starts attacking our own normal cells. The immune system gets confused. It thinks our own normal cells are foreign and destroys normal cells. And what happens in lupus, there are factors, proteins on the cells that are not normally there, and the immune system gets confused and starts attacking the normal cells. And lupus can affect you from head to toe. It's not an organ in the body that isn't affected by lupus. It's a horrible illness. Many of you know it, seeing that characteristic red rash at the face, more common in women. If you've ever seen the so-called butterfly-looking rash on the face of a woman, but it happens in men also, you'll never forget this characteristic, but clearly not the only point. Every organ, heart, brain, it affects the kidneys, and I'm going to not name every organ in the body, and because if I don't name every organ in the body, I'll leave one out. The good news is, right now, we don't really have ideally specific treatments. They have improved over the last decade for treating lupus, but we would like even more specific, targeted, a specific missile that we can send against this and get rid of it and not destroy any of the normal tissues or cells in the body. The breakthrough announced this week is that researchers have identified a gene mutation that is linked to lupus, and this comes out of the medical journal Nature, which is one of the best scientific medical journals in the world. So this gives us real hope for a new target for specifically treating lupus, and I think in the next 5 years, this is going to end up in breakthrough new types of medications that will target the specific gene mutation, and maybe I hesitate to use the word cure lupus.
Wow, that's big time stuff. All right, so that's a good explanation and important information. Next question is one of those age-old items that always comes back, or at least it's in front of us a number of times every year, and that's how much rest is enough? How many hours of sleep? Think about age. Think about, we've heard two or three conflicting things. Now you're, some people say you got to have eight. Some people say seven. Some people say 7 to 8. Some people say now less than that, depending on your age. Yada, yada, yada. So what's the scoop?
And this is a very important question because all of us are concerned about preserving our ability to think, to remember, to make judgments, to let our brains work well into old age. We're also concerned about our blood pressure, which for most of us as we get older will go up. We're also concerned about keeping our body weight down. The common thread in obesity, hypertension, dementia, the common thread is getting enough sleep. And you have heard me over the years say 7 to 8 hours, and then there was a study about a year ago that said 6 to 7 was the right amount. And this is just the progress of investigation, a new study looking at a lot of studies with even more people. It seems like the ideal number is 7 for people over the age of 40 who want to prevent all of these problems. This comes out of Nature Aging this week.
All right. You heard it here first. Questions at this time every week for Dr. Ken. A couple of really important answers to important questions. Help yourself. Send the info that you want answered or researched to DJV Health Show to Doug at djvhealthshow.com. I am Doug Steffen. That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And this is DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.